Donadon handed each of us his card. The company's name was Braun Meyer Deutschland.
I thought you were Italian, I said.
I am, but if I had given my company an Italian name, people would think, this product was made in Italy? I don't trust it. Italy has an image of being nothing but mafia, tailors, and shoemakers. On the other hand, Germany is solid, scientific, and efficient. If anyone could be counted on to kill a rat, a German would be the one. So I chose a name that sounds very German. Meyer is the German equivalent of Smith. Braun reminds you of Wernher von Braun, the man who designed the rockets that took men to the moon, and that gives you confidence. The umlaut over the U shouldn't be there, but it reinforces the Germanness of the name, and Deutschland speaks for itself.
Very shrewd, I said.
My little company became part of the famous economic boom in northern Italy. Did you know that here in northern Italy, we have the highest concentration of businesses in the world?
It's true.
There's one company for every 8 inhabitants.
They're mostly small, family-run companies, like mine and like Benetton, which is run by my old friend Luciano Benetton. Luciano was born and raised in Treviso, like me, and we both have our world headquarters in Treviso.
The two titans of Treviso, I said.
Well, Signor Donadon blushed.
Luciano has a genius for making money, and he's very good at holding on to it, too. I've known him for more than 30 years, and I love him, but as rich as he is, he's never so much as bought me lunch. He loves my cooking, though, so he comes to my house often for dinner. I cook for rats and for Luciano Benetton.
Have you and Benetton ever worked together?
No, but we've both used the same photographer for our ads, Oliviero Toscani, the guy who created the United Colors of Benetton ad campaign and Colors magazine. I got Toscani to shoot an ad for my rat poison. It was based on The Last Supper. All the men had rat heads, even Christ. But I got talked out of using it.